Here is a clip from a South Korean newscast. Listen carefully.
네, 미국의 보조워스 대북 특사가 내일부터
Now take a listen to a broadcast from a North Korean station.
행사들은 해당 나라의 각기 인사들과
Well, you might not hear much of a difference, but for many of the 15,000 North Koreans who have defected to South Korea, the difference is loud and clear. For them, language is one of the hardest parts of adjusting to life in their new home. That is according to Ko Kyung-bin, director of Hanawon, a South Korean government-run facility that gives newly arrived defectors a crash course on living in the capitalist world.
일단 남북 간 용어의 차이.
Ko says Hanawon tries to teach them the new terminology through textbooks. He says the organization also uses movies to teach how to speak. He says Hanawon even hires defectors who have lived in South Korea for a while. The North Korean language is a relic. It has not changed that much since the 1940s, whereas South Korean has added a wealth of new vocabulary. Choi Soo-jung, who defected in 2001, says she found that out the hard way.
이렇게 저 사받고 얘기할 때 힘든 건 몰랐어요.
Choi says she did not realize how different North and South Korean languages were until she started working for a recycling company. For example, she says North Korea has only one word to describe all types of paper, but in the South, there are many. Political manipulation might be a reason for the North-South language divide. As in many aspects of life in North Korea, language has been altered to serve the nation's rulers. So says Kim So-kyung, who lectures at the Ewha Institute for Unification Studies in Seoul and who has written a book on how North Koreans use their language. She gives an example of one word that has had its meaning changed since the Koreas were divided.
선물. In Korean language, 선물.
Kim adds, unlike in South Korea, where many English words are intermixed with Korean, the Pyongyang government has prevented foreign words from entering the vernacular. Kim says for these reasons, many North Korean defectors believe they speak a more pure form of the language than their South Korean counterparts. But speaking their North Korean dialect in their new home has caused problems for some refugees. North Koreans can face job discrimination. Many South Koreans look down on defectors because they are poor and not well-educated. One refugee, 30-year-old Nam Byun-hee, says she did whatever she could to hide her North Korean identity. Nam says she was really worried about discrimination and being teased at school. In Seoul, when people heard her speak, they asked where is she from. Nam says she tried not to talk or told them she was from a different province. But for other refugees, speaking their language is a way to reconnect with the home they left behind. Defector Choi Soo-jung is proud of her dialect. She says she feels comfortable speaking with other people from North Korea. She says the South Korean dialect still feels strange. To help close the language divide, the two Koreas have agreed to compile a joint dictionary. But any future linguistic cooperation is in question now, as the two governments are currently not speaking to each other. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.